back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There is a representative, a congressman from Rhode Island, David Cicilline. You may have seen him occasionally on a committee or being interviewed on MSNBC or somewhere. He has introduced a resolution, which I think is terrific. The Democrat from Rhode Island, he introduced a resolution to censure three Republican congressmen, Andrew Clyde of Georgia, Paul Gosar of Arizona, and Jody Heiss of Georgia, for lying about January 6th, the insurrection. For lying about it in the most extraordinary terms. Kevin McCarthy lies about it. Trump lies about it. People in the Republican Party in Wisconsin lie about it. A lot of people lie about it. Crooked Lindsey Graham lies about it. But none of them really lie about it as much as Andrew Clyde, Paul Gosar, and Jody Heiss. There are others whom he could have included in this resolution. He could have included Marjorie Taylor Greene, the she-wolf of QAnon. He could have included Lauren Boebert, who gave tours to people claiming they were just constituents, but pointing out where everybody's offices were, and then the next day tweeting, Nancy Pelosi has left the chamber, i.e., don't try to kill her here, and go down the hall to the other offices. Yeah, all of those people he could have included, but those people are frankly under review by the U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C., and they are evaluating whether charges should be brought against members of Congress for colluding with the insurrectionists. But Andrew Clyde, for instance, is the guy that said it was just like a bunch of tourists. They were just like a bunch of tourists. And one of the great juxtaposed videos on MSNBC had him saying that, and then the cop screaming as his head got crushed. Just a bunch of tourists. And the hypocrisy, they released yesterday video and a picture of Andrew Clyde desperately pushing furniture up against the door to prevent the mob from coming in and getting him. So he's saying these are tourists, and he's in a video and in a picture frantically pushing furniture against the door and a cop screaming as his head gets crushed. Paul Gosar said, you're not going to believe this. He said, you know that insurrectionist who was shot by the Capitol Police or the Secret Service, as they're about to break in, they would have murdered some members of Congress who were on the floor. Paul Gosar just said that woman was executed by the police, meaning the police should be criminally charged. And Jody Heiss, another piece of work from Georgia, very similar to Andrew Clyde and Paul Gosar. So it's one thing to lie about January 6th. All the Republican Party is doing it. All of them, all the leadership, except for a handful like Mitt Romney, except for a handful like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. But there are lies and there are lies. And when you say that it is just about tourists, that the defense by the police to save the members of Congress was a criminal offense, executing somebody without due process, at that point, something has to be done. Cicilline introduced the resolution. It's going to be up to Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi will be sympathetic. She'll know it's the truth. But tactically, does she think that's the wise thing to do tactically right now in terms of advancing what Biden wants and so forth? So I don't know, but stay tuned. But these three pieces of work, Andrew Clyde, Paul Gosar, Jody Heiss, are among the dregs of the Congress. Going to the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
First off, before it escapes my mind, I just want to compliment Devil's Radio, the Devil's Advocate Radio, that for allowing, you know, the opposite political voices to appear, you know, to voice their opinions on the air, because Earl last night had conservative Dave on for the whole hour. I mean, giving his opinion on, you know, what was going on in the Israeli Hamas conflict. So, I mean, it just, you'd never see tidy whitey right wing radio do that. Even allowing callers, you know, to call in and voice their opinion for this and for these people. It just, I'd ask Andrew Clive what Sherman's march to the sea was. Was that just a picnic, and was the burning of Atlanta just a barbecue? I mean, that it is just ridiculous for him to say something like that. And our own, you know, precious, you know, Ron Johnson saying that, oh, the crowd was festive, and it wasn't until they got tear gas that they got violent. Well, the reason the police deployed tear gas or whatever gas it was they deployed is because the crowd was coming at him. I mean, that it's just ridiculous. I mean, that Ron Johnson should be called out, that you can't pelt him with rotten vegetables and eggs anymore, but you certainly should be pelt. Ron Johnson should be ashamed to show his face in public in Wisconsin. I mean, that I don't know. They have no business. It's like these people don't realize that it's been said the North won the Civil War, but, you know, the South won a different battle, because, you know, that it's ridiculous. You know, you see all these old, you know, Westerns and movies and stuff where the South is viewed very sympathetically. I mean, but, you know, in hindsight, I mean, that they were fighting for, you know, enslavement of their fellow man, pure and simple. That was the core of the Confederacy. And it's apparently they see people of color and from different countries coming here, and they see that as a danger, and I see it as a strength for our country. It just is ridiculous that these guys, you know, that, and maybe I'm offending some of our conservative listeners now that they don't feel that way, but the core of the Republican Party now is against the Union, it seems. I mean, they do not like the fact that, you know, against a liberal Western democracy, because they apparently have taken sides and decided that authoritarianism and Stalinism and this clown that calls it Marxism from space.
Well, you're making great points. We're coming up on a break, but I want to respond right now because you've raised profound points. First of all, I frankly also don't look on it as a North-South thing. There are a hell of a lot of good Democrats in the South, and you know, when there used to be that kind of division, when Jimmy Carter was in the Naval Academy in the early 50s, they would make guys from Georgia and Southern guys get up as a hazing and sing March Through Georgia, you know. And so I don't think that was helpful at all. I served with a lot of Southern guys on the ship that I was on, excellent shipmates. We went on Liberty together. We worked together. We stood watch together. They're just excellent guys. So it's not that. I mean, I want to stop divisions in this country. What it really comes down to, Trumpism, you know, Trump was from New York, and Elise Stefanik is from New York, you know, she's not from Georgia. So the point of the matter is, you know, when Kevin McCarthy's from California, a lot of the no-goodniks are from the North. So it's not a matter of North and South. Now, you're absolutely right, by the way, Mark, and I'm glad you said it, because it's an important difference. And Bill of Economwalk says this when he calls in, you say it. If you get on the phone with Dan O'Donnell or one of these right-wing guys, you'll sit there a long time before you get called on. You'll sit there a long time before you get called on. We take all calls. I'm delighted to take all calls. There's a real exchange of ideas on this show and on the station. But as always, Mark, great. Thank you for calling in. The lines are still open. Going to a break, 844-967-2789. Back after the break. Was he like a dynamo? The devil.